Number two is an application for subdivision rezoning for the south side of Ward Avenue, west side of Plessy, under file DASZ 3 of 2011.
Who's the applicant?
Mr. Eric Vogan.
Is this guy developing this evening?
I can hear a real sigh from the gallery. I'm the applicant. Qualico is the applicant here, Sage Creek Developments. We're here to work on Sage Creek Phase 6.
There's no opposition. We have several people who have registered in support. Is there anybody in the gallery who wishes to speak in opposition? See, there is none. Just for information.
I've read the report, and it's all fairly straightforward. This is the section of Sage Creek where Robert Buxall Boulevard gets
correct.
Named?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And we have read the report. There are only two comments I'd like to make. I would like to ask that Clause 13 be amended to allow us to build the sidewalks once we've got the houses in place. As you may be aware, we do retaining walls right to the sidewalk with what we call a boulevard style of home, and would really be just building the sidewalk twice, a great waste. We do certainly intend on putting it in. We provide stairways down the sidewalk, so it's going to happen. But we don't want to have to do it with the street and then break it all up and pour it again after. The only other comment I have to make is that it was recognized that in the area structure plan, the overarching plan for Sage Creek, we show a pedestrian trail out to Plessy Road. We have knowledge, or we have confirmed, that Plessy Road will maintain or be maintained as a gravel road with ditches into the foreseeable future. We have an obligation, a development obligation to Plessy Road, which will likely result in some contribution to an improvement either on Plessy or Bishop Grandin at a later date. But the southern limit of Plessy will likely be closed by the province to reduce access to the perimeter. And I mention that tonight only because you will see me again, I'm warning you, in order to seek an amendment to the area structure plan in order to modify that current access. Barring the sidewalk and the access issues, I have nothing else to comment on that with the ACG report or the planner's report. We're fine with it.
The sidewalk amendment that you're asking for is fairly routine at this community committee, so I don't see a problem with that. Timelines for construction?
If I can keep comfortable that the engineers are working well into the evening, we're planning to be in the ground this fall.
Okay.
We have about 1,000 lots in the ground right now. We have over 500 homes occupied at this point, and the demand is such with things that we are getting a lot of calls, and we need to make sure that we're staying ahead of it.
Now, does your are you asking for an amendment of the ACG for the access issue you brought up?
No,
it's just
mentioned within the planner's report, and I'm just warning you that yes, I'll be back.
You will be back. It's like Arnold.
Without his wife.
I don't have any more questions.
Thank you, Mr. Vogan. Stand down. If somebody jumps in with some concerns, you'll have the opportunity to rebut.
Thank you.
For example, if Mike Armstrong jumps in with some concerns. Bob Hinkleman. Greg Davey. Lynn Jones. Anyone else wishes to speak on this matter? Seeing none, that concludes anyone who wishes to speak. There's no items for rebuttal, obviously. Councillor Vandell.
Ready to move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Those in favour, opposed, carried.
Receipt of representations be concluded.
Favour, opposed, carried.